Thankful. We're thankful that we can get into the study today. We pray that you will speak to us.
主啊，我们非常感恩我们今天有这样的机会来学习圣经，我们祷告您来教导我们。
It's true, Lord, that we live in troublous times.
真的是我们现在是活在一个很多麻烦的时代。
And our circumstances certainly aren't as bad as they were in the days of the Thessalonians, but we still pray that you'll be gracious to us and help us in the midst of our difficulties.
因为我们现在的情况跟当时帖撒罗尼迦的人也有点相似，我们祷告您仍然能够帮助我们在我们在这样的困难的时期。
So help us today as we study and teach us, and then by the grace of God, cause us to live lives that will bring glory to your holy name.
今天您请您来教导我们，然后呢让我们可以活出来，然后把您的名字带来荣耀。
And we ask these things now in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.So we keep getting those announcements on recording now, Roy. We didn't usually get them in the past, but they're coming through now. We're happy that we're being recorded.
I think that's a new feature from Zoom.
Okay.
We cannot do anything about that. So I think this is maybe something about privacy.And, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's very good.
Yeah, 每次开始现在录音的时候可能Zoom有一个新的功能，它就是你们每个人都会得到一个提示，你被录音了或者录像了，因为在你们的屏幕上可能出现一个你要同意，你就会继续留在这个Zoom里面。如果这个是一个新的功能，就是保护大家隐私的。
Very good. Well, I think we're going to start our study today in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
我认为今天呢，我们可能要学习帖撒罗尼迦后书的第二章。
And so my question would be, do we have any questions hanging over from chapter 1?
因为我的问题是大家在第一章里有什么遗留的问题没有？
All right, well, let's carry on then in chapter 2. And Paul begins in chapter 2 saying, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers,not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy, report, or letter supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第一到二节，弟兄们，论到我们的主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集，我劝你们，无论有灵、有言语、有冒我的名的书信，说主的日子现在到了，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。
There was much confusion in the early apostolic days as to the events of the future.
在那个当早期的那个使徒时代呢，有很多让人混淆的糊涂的一些理论。
And Paul made it very clear in chapter 1 that the next great event to come in the age of grace is for the church to be raptured to go up to be with God, and then will come the day of the Lord or the day of the Lord's punishment upon the Jewish world and the Gentile worldthat rejected the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以使徒保罗在第一章里就讲得非常清楚，说现在教会的恩典时代结束的时候呢，教会会被提到天上去，然后神的愤怒和审判就会降临在地球上 犹太人和外邦人的这个世界里。
But these people didn't have the Bible as we have it. They didn't have the New Testament. And consequently, they learned a lot by prophecy.
实际上在这时的提斯论家人他不像我们今天有圣经、他们也没有新约所以他们学习的东西都是从一些预言来的。
And in this context, a prophetic word was somebody who would come to your assembly and he would say, God spoke to me, and this is what he said.
在这一节上下文里呢就是讲了预言到有些人他会来到你的教会然后跟你说呢神跟我说了什么什么这就是神说的话下面。
And the man who was a true prophet,would come, and he would only speak what God had said.
一个真正的先知呢，他会来到了，他就只讲神说的话。
But in those days, there were many false prophets.
在那个年代呢，有很多那些假的先知。
And the devil would send them to confuse the people of God and the church of God.
所以呢魔鬼会把那些人派来呢让那些混淆那些神的教会的人。
And so probably some man came to the church in Thessalonica and said, I've got a message from God for you. The day of the Lord, the day of the Lord's judgment has already come. It's past and we're on the other side of that now.
因为在那个年代呢也许就是有些人跑到提斯罗尼迦的教会跟他们说呢主的日子已经来了那个就是说那个审判啊什么都已经过去了我们是在这之后。
Paul says, don't believe him just because he says he's a prophet.
其实保罗说呢他如果说他自己先知你不要相信他。
And especially you wouldn't believe him when you realize that what he is saying is contrary to the rest of the scripture that you know.
特别呢如果他讲的话呢跟其他的你所知道的经文有冲突的时候。
And in fact, the Bible says that the day of the Lord in the Old Testament, it says it's going to be far worse than anything that had happened to the Thessalonians or even before them to others.
因为实际上在旧约圣经里讲到的呢那个大灾难呢比那个当时的提斯罗尼迦人所经历的要更严重的多。
Alright, the other thing he says is that there is some kind of a report. Somebody said that somebody had said the day of the Lord has already come. And so it passed as a rumor, if you like,Amongst the church, probably from church to church, somebody said that the day of the Lord had already come.
实际上当时呢有那样一个谣言在教会之间互相流行就是有人说主的日子已经到了。
So you wouldn't believe the false reports, that come from others even in those days.Don't believe the reports, believe the Bible.
所以呢就算在那个时期呢你也知道有那么多的谣言就像今天一样所以不要去相信那些谣言而相信圣经。
But the devil wanted to confuse these people because if you're confused on things prophetic, you're not going to be living with zeal for Jesus. And because they were confused, actually the devilsent a report, he wrote a letter, signed it in Paul's name, and said, this is what Paul is saying, and he wrote a false letter.
所以呢实际上呢当时的那个魔鬼呢他就想要使这些人糊涂使这些混淆这些概念以后呢然后你就没有热情去相信主耶稣基督。实际上在那个年代呢实际上真有人冒着使徒保罗的名写信给他们说这个是怎么着。
And the only reason that the devil would write that letter is because he doesn't want people to be waiting for the coming of the Lord. He wants them to be all confused about prophecy.
所以呢，实际上呢，魔鬼写那封信，冒着保罗的名字写那封信的原因呢，是想使当时的人混淆，不让他们当时那些基督徒等待主的日子的到来。
So then he goes on and says, now remember, the judgment of God, the day of the Lord is still ahead. Verse 3, don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction.
第三节说呢，人不惧用什么方法，你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事儿，必有那大罪人，就是沉沦之子显露出来。
So remember now, the day of the Lord is the day of God's great judgment.
因为你要知道，在那个主的日子就是主审判的日子。
But it will be preceded. Excuse me, it will be preceded by some very significant signs.
所以这个要来的时候呢，有一个非常大的一个迹象。
All right, this is one of those signs. Number one, there will be a rebellion, and the rebellion will result in the revelation of the man doomed to destruction.
所以呢，这里是一个迹象，一个迹象呢，就是那些离道反教的事儿，这样的呢，他们那些人呢就会被诱惑。
Now we read in the book of Revelation that there will actually be two men who are coming. One of them will be the Antichrist referred to here, and the other will be the false prophet.
在启示录里，实际上我们读到的是两个人，一个人呢就是读到这里这个人，另一个呢就是那种假先知。
And the day of the Lord will not come.The great judgment of the Lord will not come until this Antichrist has been revealed.
因为这神的那个审判的日子呢，不会来，直到这个敌基督的人显露出来。
What do we know about him? Verse 4. He opposes and exalts himself over everything that is called God.Or is worshipped. And he even sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God.
所以这个敌基督的人他是什么样子的？第四节里告诉我们，他是抵挡主，高抬自己，超过一切称为神的和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿里自称是神。
Now, many great men.Have proclaimed themselves to be God.
很多那个大人物呢，他们自己称他自己是神。
They do this in order to flatter their own ego. They do it because they actually think that because they're able to do so many great things, they must be God. And they do it because it's a great way to control the people.
所以他们这么说的原因呢，主要是他们自己膨胀，他们自己认为他们自己可以做一些神才能做的事，这样呢，他就可以去控制人。
If you could convince people that you were God, it would be a whole lot easier to get them to do what you want them to do.
如果人认为你是神呢，你会很容易去让他们做你想要他们做的事。
But in this instance, it's even more serious than that.In this instance, the man is the Antichrist, and everything about him is opposed to Christ. Instead of being God's great God-man, he becomes the devil's great demonic man.
这里呢，那比那刚才讲到的那要远远的糟糕，因为这里的人呢，他是敌基督的，他每一件事呢。做的事都是抵抗基督的，他是把魔鬼 放在最大，而不是把神放在最大。
Now you remember the Lord Jesus complained. He said, I've come in my Father's name and you rejected me. But there's another coming and he will come in his own name and you will accept him. Jesus prophesied that they would kill him, but they would accept the Antichrist.
所以主耶稣基督早就预言了，他说我是藉着我父的名字来的，但是你们却拒绝了我。但是有人呢，他要来用他自己的名字，你们反而接受他。所以主耶稣基督预言了他们，他要上十字架。
He's called the man of lawlessness because he will reject the laws of God and he will establish his own laws.
因为他被称为那个无法无天的一个人，因为他会把不遵守律法，他要建立他自己的律法。
And he will exalt himself over everything that's called God.
所以呢，他会把自己抬高的一切，就是称为神的，受人敬拜的，高抬过自己。
And verse 4 ends with the line, he will set himself up in God's temple.
因为第四节的后半部分呢，是他自己会坐在神的殿里。
So you sit back and you say, now is that possible?
然后你自己问自己，这是可能吗？
The answer is, well, we would say it is. Maybe it wasn't considered to be possible 100, 200 years ago, but it sure looks like it's possible to us.
因为我们认为这是极有可能的，如果在一两百年前是可能的话，那么今天对我们来说也是可能的。
Is the world looking for one world leader?
今天的世界寻求整个世界一个领导人的吗？
And the answer is yes.
这答案是的。
And the world's movements today are for one world government.One world leader. The United Nations basically says, we need one great man.
实际上呢，今天的世界呢，它的那个运动呢，就是朝着一个整个世界，一个领导人。所以今天的联合国说，我们需要一个人来领导。
And I'm going to tell you again my own story. But in 1975,I went to a big conference in San Francisco.
他告诉大家一个他自己的故事，在1975年，他到旧金山去参加一个大的会议。
The conference was designed to bring all the great planners from all over the world to one particular place for a conference.
所以这个会议的目的呢，就是把整个世界的所以那些做计划的人带到一个地方来开会。
And the planners were senior men from government, senior men from industry, senior men from education and so on. The great planners of the world, they came to this conference.
所以那些大的那些做计划的人物，从政府来的，从工业来的，从那些教育系统来的，他们都是来到这里来一起开会。
I certainly wasn't a great planner, and I'm not really sure how I got into that conference, but I was there because one of my jobs was to do some long-range planning for our company.
那实际上呢？他自己呢不是一个，当然不是那个大人物的那种做计划的，但是他也不知道他为什么会去参加那个会议，但是他去那个会议的唯一的目的呢，就是给他的工作的公司带来一个长期的安排。
Alright, the conference was sponsored by the International Association of Planning Societies, a worldwide planning organization.
这个呢就是这个会议是由那个 一个叫做整个世界的那个主持计划协会的那样一个组织来举办的。
They told us that what they were planning to do is introduce a one world government.
他告诉我们他们所要的寻求的是寻求整个世界一个政府。
I could hardly believe it. And I said to myself, these guys have been reading the book of Revelation.
我就 不相信他们说的话。我想这些人他们读过启示录没有。
And after presenting their program, there was some question periods.
所以呢他们把他们的那些计划讲完了以后呢就是有一个问答环节。
And one question that came up was this. How are you possibly going to get all the world together so that they will follow one key ruler, follow one key objective? How are you going to do that?
那么这第一个问题呢就是你怎么样把整个世界都带到一起让他们跟随一个领导人怎么那么去做
And they said to us, they said, we are planning to influence every organization that will be influencing the next generation.
他说呢我们会去影响每一个在世界上的组织然后那些组织呢都会去影响下一代人。
We're going to, infiltrate the universities.
所以呢我们会去把这些观念灌输到大学里去。
We're going to infiltrate the schools.
我们也把这些灌输到学校去。
We're going to infiltrate the, media so that the media will be talking what we want them to say.
我们也要灌输到媒体里面去这样的媒体就会讲我们要讲的话。
And we will infiltrate the government.
我们也会灌输到政府里面去。
And that was, 46 years ago.
这是46年以前。
The question is, did it happen?
问题是这个事情发生了吗?
And the answer is, yeah, it's happened. There's no question that our schools, our universities, and our governments have been, and the media especially, they have all been influenced by the focus of the devil's lie, no longer to tell the truth, but to tell what it is they want for their one world government system.
实际上今天这个事确实是发生了在学校里在教育系统里在大学里在政府里在媒体上尤其是在媒体上他们今天不讲真话全是讲的谎言他们所讲的这些所有的谎言呢就是受那个一个世界的影响所以他们就是要把所有的人带回那个。
And that's why parents are so distressed today, because their children are learning things from kindergarten all the way up that are quite wrong according to the laws of God.
这就是为什么今天的家长们非常担心，因为他们的孩子从幼儿园一直开始上去，所有他们学的都是错误的，都是敌对神的律法。
Another asked the question, how can you get one world governor who will be strong enough and wise enough and smart enough and powerful enough to control all the things in the world? You know, that's humanly impossible.
另外一个人提出一个问题，就是你怎么找到这么一个领导人？这个领导人有足够的智慧，有足够的权力，有足够的所有的一切来控制整个世界。这对人来说基本上是不可能。
And they said, we know that sounds impossible, but we believe there's going to be a miracle that will allow that to happen.
他们就是回答说呢，我们认为这听起来好像是不可能的，但是我们会 知道当时会有一个奇迹发生，让这样的人出现。
This passage and other passages teach that that miracle is going to be the devil inspiring this person, and because of the devil's greatness, this will be possible.
所以这一节经文呢就告诉我们呢，就是这是可能的，就是因为当时的那个这个魔鬼他会兴起一个人，用魔鬼自己的能力让这个人呢代表他来管理整个世界。
And another man said, well, how could this happen? If people knew this was happening, they wouldn't allow it.
所以呢另外一个人呢提出一个问题，说如果一个人他知道这些事情会发生，然后他就去阻止这个事情来发生，那怎么这个事情能够发生呢？
And this took place in the city of San Francisco. And the man answering the question says, I understand. He says, I just happened yesterday to be having lunch with the Prime Minister of Canada.
所以这个事情当时呢就发生在旧金山。他就说呢有一件事情呢是我昨天刚刚跟加拿大的总理在一起吃午餐。
His name was Pierre Trudeau.
他的名字叫皮埃尔·特鲁多。
And the gentleman answering the question said, I explained this to Pierre, and Pierre said, I agree with you, but I would never tell the Canadian public, because if I did, they would vote me out of office.
因为这个皮埃尔·特鲁多呢说，你的观点我是同意的，但是我绝对不会跟加拿大的整个国民讲这样的一件事，如果我讲了他们会把我选下来。
Alright, all of that says that I got some inside information on this way back in 1975. I thought this is amazing. This is exactly what the Bible said would happen.
因为他在1975年在这个会议上他得到了这个内幕消息，他说呢这确实是圣经上描述的。
That's interesting, but it's not conclusive. That's just interesting thoughts from my personal experience and observation. But here's something that is important.
所以这刚才讲的只是我个人的一些经验发现的一些事情，下面讲的事情更重要。
He will set himself up, verse 4, in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God.
第四节说，甚至坐在神的殿里，自称是神。
Now, God's temple was destroyed just a few years after this letter was written.
因为这个神的殿已经被摧毁了，就是在他写这封信几年前。
There has been no temple in Jerusalem since.
所以从那以后呢，在耶路撒冷就没有圣殿。
How could this possibly happen? Can't happen unless there's a temple.
所以这些事情怎么可能发生呢？除非那里有一个圣殿。
And there hasn't been a temple.
那里没有圣殿。
So what are we going to do with that?
所以我们能做什么呢？
And this verse is obviously prophesying that there will be a temple.
所以这节经文就预言了那个时候有一个圣殿。
Now, there was war in the Middle East a few days ago.
因为在中东呢有一个战争几天之前。
Why?
为什么?
They keep on going back in the short run, and you get to the fact that a few weeks ago, there was a problem in Jerusalem.On the very mountain that this temple will be built on. On the temple mountain, there was a skirmish between the Palestinians and the Jewish people. They both claim that land.
实际上呢，在那个时候，你回到几个星期之前，实际上耶路撒冷在那个圣殿将要建圣殿的那个地方有那个巴勒斯坦人和以色列人引起的一个冲突，他们都说这个土地是他们自己的。
And the Palestinians went up there with rocks and sticks in order to fight against the Jews, and they made that very temple land their headquarters for terrorism in the city of Jerusalem.
因为巴勒斯坦人呢，他拿着石头棍子冲到那个建在圣殿那个地方，在那里进行一些恐怖的活动。
That's why the war in the last few weeks.
这就是为什么有那样的一个战争在几个星期前。
What's so important? What's important is this, that the Jews say, we need that land in order to build our temple.
因为这里呢问题是什么呢？那些犹太人说，我们需要那一块地来重建我们的圣殿。
The Palestinian says, you're not going to get that land for any reason.
所以巴勒斯坦人说呢，你无论什么原因都得不到这片土地。
Now, if the Jews did control that land, would they build a temple?
如果犹太人真的控制了那片地，他们会建圣殿吗？
And the answer is yes. And as a matter of fact, they're already preparing to build the temple.
因为答案当然是肯定的，因为他们已经准备好了要建圣殿。
If they do that, they're going to need some high priestly garments and some other priestly garments for temple service. And I personally have seen them.They're in Jerusalem today, all ready to be worn by the priests.
所以实际上呢，他们呢，如果真的在那建圣殿，他们需要一些那些最高祭司穿的那个衣服。那个衣服呢，实际上他自己在耶路撒冷的时候看到了，他们已经
They're going to need a silver trumpet to call the people to worship, and I have seen the silver trumpet.
他们会吹那个银的号角来呼召人来敬拜，他也看见了那个银的号角。
The priest is going to wear a golden, I'm not sure what to call it, but a golden plate on his forehead that is going to read "Holiness to the Lord." He will wear that when the temple worship takes place. I've seen that.Whatever it is. There's a word for it, I can't remember it.
因为他说他也看见了那个祭司祭拜的时候戴着头上的一个金的牌子，那个金牌子上写着是对主来说是最圣洁的，所以他们当他们那些祭司开始敬拜的时候，他们会戴这个东西在头上。他现在不记得那个戴的那个东西叫什么。
The Jewish people are all ready to build that temple. They've got it all organized. They could start building tomorrow if the Palestinians weren't there.
因为他们犹太人实际上把所有的建圣殿的东西都准备好了。如果那
个巴勒斯坦人不在那里，
那明天就会建那个圣殿。
This verse says there will not be the day of the Lord.Until that temple is built and until the Antichrist stands there in that temple and said, this isn't a temple for God. This should be a temple for me.
所以实际上呢这一节经文告诉我们主的日子不会来除非在那个地方有一个圣殿。然后那个敌基督的人呢在坐在那个圣殿里说这个圣殿不是神的圣殿这个圣殿是为我建造的。
People say, why do you believe the Bible?
所以那个人说你为什么要相信圣经
And we say we believe the Bible because it's the only book that tells the future from the past.
所以我们相信圣经呢是因为这一次唯一一本的书告诉我们将来因为过去发生的事。
And within two or three years of pronouncing this particular prophecy about the temple was destroyed brick from brick, totally destroyed.
所以呢这里讲到的这个预言呢实际上是在那个圣殿被完完全全的一块一块砖的被摧毁以后的两三年写的。
And now almost 2,000 years later, 2,000 years later, It's about to be rebuilt.
所以现在几乎过了2000年那个圣殿要重建。
You tell me another book that can tell what's going to happen in 2,000 years, please.
你可以告诉我任何其他的一本书可以预言2000年以后发生的事情。
We believe the Bible because God is the only one, Isaiah 46, God is the only one who can tell the future from the past. And we believe it. And it isn't just the fact that I can hear it at a conference of people who don't know God, or we read it in the Bible. It's the same thing. God says it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
这里我们相信圣经的是在以赛亚书46章以赛亚讲的，这神是那个唯一一个从过去能够告诉将来的，预测将来的事的人。因为我自己在那些开会的时候，那些人他们不信神，他们所讲的事是圣经里预言的发生的是一模一样的。
And so when we read the news, we say, wow, this is amazing. God continues to fulfill his promises, even in this world of international politics.
实际上呢，当我们读那些新闻的时候呢，我们说，哇，这个神一直在实现他的预言，甚至在今天这样一个国际的一个政治世界里。
And we preach the truth of God with increasing zeal because we see these days approaching, we're getting closer and closer and closer to the end.
因为我们去传神的道，我们的热情是在不断的增长，因为我们发现这样的一个时代呢，就是一直越来越近，越来越近，越来越近。
Now verse 5 says, don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? Paul says, I'm telling you this. Don't be deceived if somebody else says something else. Remember what the Bible says. Paul says, remember I taught you what the Bible says.
所以第五节说，我还在担当你的时候，曾把这些事告诉你们，你们不记得吗？所以使徒保罗告诉他们说，我已经告诉过你们了。不要去相信其他的一些说法，你只要相信圣经里讲的事儿就行了。
And then he says, verse 6, and now you know what is holding him, that would be the Antichrist, what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. What is keeping him from being revealed right now?
那第六节是现在你们也知道，那阻拦他，那个他就是敌基督的。他的是什么？是叫他到的时候才可以显露。那么今天来说，阻挡这个敌基督的人是什么呢？
So he says, verse 7, this secret power of lawlessness is already at work. But the one who now holds it back will continue to do so until he is taken out of the way.
第七节说，因为那不法的隐匿已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的，等到那拦阻的被除去。
So the question is, what would that mean? How can we understand this?
问题是，这是什么意思呢？我们怎么去理解呢？
The teaching is this, the Antichrist is all ready to go. The devil's got him set up, primed to move.
因为这个呢，就是敌基督呢，他已经准备好了。准备好了，他把所有的事情都准备好，准备开始行动了。
But this man and the devil cannot persuade, cannot go further because there is some force that is holding him back. That's what you get in verse 7. The one who now holds it back. There's one person holding this evil one back.
就是说在那个魔鬼准备开始行动的时候，实际上有一个什么力量拦阻他，实际上在七节里是讲到的是。
And then one day that person will be taken out of the way and the devil can proceed with his program.
所以有一天呢，那个拦阻的人会被除去，然后那魔鬼就开始可以进行他的行动。
So what's holding the devil back today?
今天呢把拦阻那个魔鬼的是什么呢？
And the answer is the Holy Spirit of God.
所以答案是神的圣灵。
And where's the Holy Spirit of God live today?
那神的圣灵今天住在哪里？
It is right here, doesn't he?In my heart, and in your heart, if you've trusted the Lord, that's where the Holy Spirit of God lives.
住在我心里，住在你心里，如果你信主耶稣基督，这就是圣灵住的地方。
Now, is he going to live there? Is the Holy Spirit of God going to be on the earth forever in this way?
所以在这个从这个方面来说神的圣灵会在
这上面。The answer is no. One day, the Holy Spirit of God is going to be taken up from the earth.When's that happen?
这答案是否定的，因为有一天呢，神的圣灵会被提上去。那个时候什么时候？是什么时候
？At the time of the rapture of the church.
是教会被提的时候。
And so the picture is very simple. All kinds of things are going on in the world to prepare the world for this man of sin to be revealed.But he cannot be revealed until the Holy Spirit's taken out of the way, and the Holy Spirit will be removed when all the Christians in whom the Holy Spirit lives are taken up to be with Jesus.
实际上今天呢这个魔鬼的行动呢他就所有的都准备好了。那么什么时候这个男主他的人是什么时候呢被提上被移除去呢实际上这个男主他的就是圣灵。就在有一天当教会被提和主耶稣在一起的时候这个圣灵就从地球上被移去于是以后这个魔鬼就开始他的计划了。
So, when the Holy Spirit goes, why the devil's going to have free power? He can pretty much do whatever he wants.
所以当那个圣灵被除去以后呢他那个魔鬼呢就可以为所欲为了他想干嘛就干嘛。
And so he will do great miracles when the church is gone. He'll do all kinds of things when the church is gone. The world will rally to him because he's Satan's man and Satan will empower him.
所以当教会被提说呢这个魔鬼呢他就会行很多奇迹。行很多奇迹呢他会变成一个巨人。然后这个巨人呢实际上是魔鬼用他的全能来让他有这样的权利。
And then verse 8. And then the lawless one, this Antichrist, the devil's servant, then the lawless one will be revealed. But the Lord Jesus will overthrow him with the breath of his mouth when he comes back and destroy the splendor of his coming.
第八节说那时这不法的人必显露出来主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。
So the Antichrist will only rule for a short time. The Lord Jesus will come back and defeat him.
所以那个敌基督呢，他只会统治很短的一段时间，主耶稣基督会回来打败他。
That's very, very encouraging.
这是非常令人鼓舞。
But once the Antichrist once the Antichrist is reigning, the day of the Lord will be included, all kinds of problems on the earth, and then the Lord Jesus Christ will come back and destroy him.
所以呢当那个魔鬼统治的时候呢主的日子在这里地球上呢所有的那些麻烦都会发生然后主耶稣基督会再来然后消灭那个敌基督。
What will this Antichrist do when he comes? Verse 9. The coming of this lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, counterfeit signs, and counterfeit wonders.
所以这个敌基督来他会做什么呢第九节说这不法的人来是照撒旦的运动各行各样的异能神迹和一切虚假的事情。
And in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing.
并且那成了的人身上显出各样不义的诡诈。
So the devil is a liar. And when he comes with the Antichrist will be a liar, but not an obvious liar. His lies will be extremely subtle so that he will deceive the people living on the earth.
所以魔鬼呢是一个说谎的人，那么敌基督的呢，他同样也是个说谎的人，但那个敌基督的他不像魔鬼那样说谎那么容易识破，他说的谎呢先可以欺骗别人。
And then verse 10 goes on to say, they will perish. Why? Because they refused to love the truth and be saved.
第十节继续说，因为他们不领受爱真理的心使他们得救。
Why do we say we want the Lord Jesus, not the Antichrist? Answer, because we want the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. And we say, we want the truth. Don't give us a lie. We want the truth.
所以实际上呢，为什么我们要基督而不要敌基督呢？因为基督是真理。主耶稣基督说的，我就是真理，所以我们只需要真理，我们不需要谎言。
And why do we want the truth? We want the truth because we want to be saved. That's why.
为什么我们要真理呢？是因为我们要得救，这就是为什么我们要真理。
Marvelous. Our whole objective in life is to be saved. We want to be saved because we know we're sinners and we need our sins forgiven.
所以真是神奇，我们所有的目标呢，就是要得救，因为我们知道我们是罪人，我们想要我们的罪得赦免。
So that's the picture, and that's the future. What's going to happen in the next, well, we're just not sure how many years. We know that we're awfully close. We just don't know whether it's going to happen in a few months or a few years or a few decades. God could allow it even to be beyond that, but it sure doesn't look like it. Looks to me like the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come to the air and call the church to go up to him. And that is going to happen very soon because so many of these warning signs have already been fulfilled.
这个呢是一个将来的一个画面，它什么时候会发生呢？我们不知道，我们所有知道的呢，它是已经很接近了，可能有几年，可能有几十年，可能有很多时间，但是我们知道呢，主耶稣基督他会从云中来，呼唤我们，把我们呼召到空中与他相遇。所以呢，我们现在所有的知道，就这些事情，因为今天发生的一些迹象，已经表明了这个时间越来越近了。
I want you to note how great the sin at the end of verse 10. It says, they perish because they refused to love the truth. They didn't prioritize the truth. They said, truth isn't important. And they did that because they didn't want to be saved, because they would rather have their sin than be saved from the penalty of their sin. They said, we don't want to be saved. We don't want the truth. What a terrible thing is that.
所以实际上在这时间最后一个呢，那个场面呢是让我感到很惊奇的，因为他们说呢，这些人他们灭亡呢是他们不领受真理，不爱真理，所以这个呢，因为他们不想得救，他们喜欢他们的罪，他们说我们宁愿承受我们的罪带来的审判带来的结果，我们也不想得救，因为我们不想领受真理，这是个什么样的心态呢？
That is true of the world today, isn't it?
这就是整个今天世界的事实，是不是？
Why would people rather sit at home and laugh at a stupid program on television than read their Bible and learn about the truth and go to church? Why?
为什么今天的人他们会在坐在家里看电视上那些愚蠢的笑话在那里笑，而不是读圣经而去教会呢？为什么他们不这么做？
Because they don't want the truth, and because they don't want to be saved, because if they're saved, they will not be able to enjoy their sin.
那这就是呢，这些人他们不想得救，他们不想得救呢，是他们不想要真理，因为他们如果他们得救了以后，他们就不可以享受他们的罪。
Is that a serious problem? Of course it is.
这是一个很严重的问题吗？当然是。
What does God think of that?
那神怎么看这个问题？
Verse 11. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe this lie.
所以第十一节，故此神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎。
God says you don't want the truth.
神说你不想要真理。
God says you don't want to be saved.
你想得救吗？
And God says, all right, I'm going to blind you so that you can't see the truth and you won't be saved.
神说
好吧。What you want, it's what you get.
神说好吧，我就说，让你眼瞎。让你不能相信真理，你想要什么，你得到什么。
Wow.
Wow.
You gotta be pretty careful what you ask God for, don't you?
所以你就非常小心，要知道神关心什么。
Why?
为什么？
What if God gives you what you want?
所以如果神给你想要的怎么办？
God says to the wicked, I'll give you what you want.
神跟恶人说你要什么我给你什么。
That's what hell is, you know. All eternity, people who rejected God will be in hell. God will say, you wanted your sin. You got your sin. You didn't want me. You said, get away from me, God. God says, all right, I will.
你这就是所有的人在永恒里在地狱的那些人。神就说呢
People said, I don't want God. God says, that's fine. You don't want me, I'll go.
因为他说你如果想要你想要下地狱就 让你下地狱。如果你不想要我我就让你走。
Nobody will have a word to say about God on Judgment Day.
所以呢在审判日子没有一个人可以在神面前说一个字。
God will say, you told me,What you wanted over and over and over. All the days of your life, you told me what you wanted. I'm giving it to you. You said, I don't want God. I don't want Jesus. I don't want truth. I don't want salvation. God says, that's fine. You won't get it.
那就是在什么日子神说你就一直在你整个人生里一遍又一遍地告诉你想要什么想要什么。你不想要神现世你不想要主耶稣基督是我现在给你让你下地狱所以你所有得到的是你自己想要的。
Verse 12 says, And so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness.
第二就是使一切不信真理到喜爱不义的人都被定罪。
This is pretty serious stuff, isn't it?
这是一个非常严肃的事情，是不是？
Is it true? Yep.
这是真的吗？是的。
How do we know it's true?
我们怎么知道是真的？
Well, we know it's true because what is happening in Israel today, the temple is the focus of worldwide problem today,And God says that's where it's all going to begin. And there was no temple when this was originally presented or a few years after. There has been no temple for almost 2,000 years. God says, I know. I got it all figured out, you know. I had it figured out 2,000 years ago. You folk are going to have to start listening to me sooner or later.
其实让我们怎么知道真的这就是其实知道当今在以色列所发生的事情实际上在2000多年之前神就讲的是说的我要引起你们注意像两千年之间一直没有圣殿到现在呢这个时间已经定了你们我会让你们知道会发生什么。
All right. That's sort of the end of that section. So, my question is, do you have any questions? any comments. This is heavy, heavy stuff. Can you imagine how bad it would be to be living in the day of this wicked man? Do we have any questions?
大家有没有问题?
Chelsea.
我有一个问题，我朋友他们去以色列呀。 他们跟当地的就是还比较深入的沟通过，就是现在呢，就是说以色列那个真正的那个信仰犹太教那个说不足2%，然后呢说以色列的人口当中呢说大概有90%或者说大部分人是不信上帝的，所以我就在想这个圣殿怎么建起来呢？
So Chelsea's question is, she said that her friend went to Israel and talked with the Israel Jews, most of Jews. They said that now they only believe that Jews, Jewish religion is only 2% of the people. So almost about 90%, over the 90% people didn't believe that there is a God. So if in this case, how can they build the temple?
All right. Well, Chelsea, that's the question that I asked a man from Israel many years ago. I told him this story. Go ahead, Roy. I told him this story. He said, we're from Israel. We don't believe in God. We don't believe that stuff. I said, well, are your people planning to build the temple? He said, yes.
I said.
I said, well, why would you plan to build the temple if you don't believe in God? Oh, he said, the temple isn't just the center of our religion. He said, this temple is the center of our culture.
所以他说这个圣殿呢不光是我们宗教的中心,
它是我们文化的中心。它是我们文化的中心是因为这个圣殿把我们两个。 It is the temple that drives us all the way back to the greatness of Solomon.
因为这个呢是一个圣殿呢把我们同样都吸引到所有门的文化。
This temple has been the center of our thought, our hope, our everything is tied into the temple. We don't care if there's a God, but we sure want the temple. So that's the answer, Chelsea, that he gave me. That's not my answer. That's his answer. He says, that's why we're building the temple.
这不是Howard给的答案，是那个从以色列人来给他的答案。他说我们一定要建个圣殿。所以我就懂了，他现在以色列过那些什么逾越节啊，那些节，其实是跟 religion那种宗教没有任何关系的，就是文化，就跟我们中国人过春节一样的，一点都不奇怪。懂了。
Chelsea said she understood that all the feast in Israel now is nothing to do with the religion. Also about the culture, just like a Chinese New Year. It's nothing to do about the original things, just like a culture.
Something like Christmas and Easter in Canada.
Just like 复活节和圣诞节在加拿大是一样。
It's true. Yeah.
对，就是这样。
其实还这还是挺悲哀的，意思觉得。
So she says this is very sad.
Yes, it is very, very sad, heartbreakingly sad.
嗯，令人心碎的悲哀。
Now, what amazes me about the Bible is that it is so precisely accurate.
所以这个圣经的神奇之处呢，是在它非常精准的准确。
There is a picture in the Old Testament which is very interesting.
在那个旧约时代有一个画面是非常有趣的。
It's the picture of what happened in the days of Daniel.
实际上是在但以理那个时代发生的一个事情。
And the great king in the days of Daniel was Nebuchadnezzar.
所以在那丹尼尔时代，在最伟大的那个国王是尼布甲尼撒。
You'll remember he had a dream one night, and he dreamt about this great statue.
大家记得他那个尼布甲尼撒做了一个梦，做了梦呢，就在他梦里有一个非常巨大的雕像。
The top of the statue was gold, and then silver for the shoulders and breast, and then brass for the midsection, iron for the legs.And clay and iron for the feet.
实际上在这个里面呢，他的那个雕像的头呢是金的，然后那个肩和胸部呢是银的，而且中间一部分是铜的，然后他腿是铁的，然后他的脚是泥巴做的。
And Daniel said to him, Nebuchadnezzar, God has been good to you, and he has given you a kingdom, and as far as this statue is concerned,You are the head of gold.
你带于你跟尼布甲尼撒说神对你大施恩典在你这个梦里呢你这个大的雕像呢你就是那个金的头。
And Nebuchadnezzar said, well, that's very kind. Thank you, God, for telling me that. But I just want you to know I'm the head of gold. And I think that people ought to worship me.
因为实际上呢他就说呢非常感谢神告诉我我知道我是那个金的头所以我要人都来敬拜我。
And so he made a statue himself. It was 90 feet high and 9 feet wide. That's a big statue.
所以呢那个尼布甲尼撒给自己做了一个雕像这个90英尺高9英尺宽这是一个非常大的一个雕像。
And then he called all the rulers of the world to Babylon for a party.
然后他把世界上所有的人所有的那些统治者都招到巴比伦来开了一个 party.
And he got the best music that the world could supply and he got all the people together and he said, when the music starts, you're to bow down and worshipThe statue that I made, cause I am the big man.
因为他把世界上最好的音乐都收集起来，他跟全国所有的全世界所有人说，当那个音乐响起的时候，你们都来敬拜这个雕像，因为我是这个极其伟大的那一位。
And every one of them bowed down with the exception of the three Jewish servants, Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. They said, we will not bow down, King. You're not God. The God of heaven's a God. We're not going to bow down.
实际上呢所有的当音乐响起所有的人都跪在地下服拜只有除了三个犹太人一个叫安娜奈亚一个塞塞埃亚一个叫什么他们三个人说你们所有的人都可以敬拜我们三个人不敬拜。
And this man who is the Old Testament picture of the Antichrist, one of the many Old Testament pictures of the Antichrist says, I tell you,You're going to bow down, or I'm going to burn you in the hottest fire you've ever seen.
这个就是实际上在旧约的时候那个敌基督的一个画面。这个画面说呢，如果你不伏地敬拜我，我就会把你放到火窑里给你烧死。
Do you think this is going to be a problem for the Jewish people when 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is fulfilled?
所以你认为这个如果帖撒罗尼迦后书这个预言被实现的时候，对犹太人来说是一个大麻烦吗？
And it'll be the hottest fire the world's ever seen.
这就是在世界上从来没有有过的一个最大的火窑。
And you remember they didn't bow down and they were thrown into that hottest fire.And what happened?
你记得呢，他们不伏地敬拜，他们被扔到了那个火窑里，发生了什么？
God preserved them. Hallelujah.
所以神保护了他们。Hallelujah.
God even began to work in the heart of that hard-hearted evil man, Nebuchadnezzar. And ultimately, Nebuchadnezzar got saved.
因为神实际上在尼布甲尼撒内心动了工，最终呢，尼布甲尼撒得救了。
Amazing these pictures. The Old Testament full of pictures of what's going to happen in the future. All of them warnings for people who say, I don't care about God. And God says, don't you ever say, I don't care about me.
这就是在旧约时代发生的一些神奇的画面。所以这些神奇的画面一直预言着将来，预言着将来要发生的事情。所以神就跟你说，不要说你不关心我存不存在，不要这么去说。
Remember, God is God.
大家记得神就是神。
All right, any other comments or questions?
还有没有其他的想法和问题？
Should we be scared?By the fact that we get to go through those bad days?
所以如果我们必须去经历那些糟糕的时候，我们应不应该害怕？
What happens if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? You get saved.
所以如果你相信主耶稣基督为你的个人救主，发
后发人呢？ How are we going to be saved in that day? We'll be taken out of the world before it happens.Hallelujah.
我们怎么在那样的年代得救呢？我们会被提到空中与主耶稣相会。Hallelujah.
And so we pray, even so, come Lord Jesus. We want the Lord to come. We get to go to heaven. The world will have all these troubles. We'll be up in heaven shouting hallelujah.
所以我们就这样祷告说，如果是这样来，主耶稣来，主耶稣来了，我们会被提到天空，会 被提到天堂去，地上发生的所有事情跟我们无关了。
All right, let's just take a quick look then at some of the verses that follow. Verse 13 says, after all these scary predictions, verse 13 says, but we ought always to thank God for you, brothers loved by the Lord,Because from the beginning, God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth.
在前面预言了所有那些可怕的事情。第三节说怎么说呢？主所爱的弟兄们了，我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为你们从起初拣选了，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道。又被圣灵感动成为圣洁得以得救。
What happens when you get saved?
那你得救以后会发生什么呢？
Well, the verse says at the end, you get saved by believing the truth, and you get saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit.
这个第十三节后面说你得救呢是因为你相信真理，你是借着圣灵成圣的。
So that's marvelous. You believe the truth, the Spirit comes in, and the word sanctifying means separates. He separates you from the judgment to come.
这是很神奇的，你相信真理，然后圣灵进来了，圣灵使你成圣，成圣呢是让你分别出来， 把你从你现在的你们的世界里面分别出来。
You say that sounds pretty good to me.
你说对我来说听起来很不错。
Verse 14, he called you to this through our gospel. That's why we preach the gospel, so that people will get the blessing of God rather than the condemnation of the devil.
那这世界上神借着我们所传的福音，招你们到这一步，这就是有什么要传福音。我们传福音是要人所有人得到神的赐福，而不是得到神魔鬼应该得到的审判。
He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，这就是说，好得着我们主耶稣基督的荣光。
Okay, who wins? Jesus wins.
谁赢了呢？主耶稣赢了。
Who else wins? All the people who are with Jesus?
其他的谁赢了呢？所有和主耶稣基督在一起的人也赢了。
Okay, not much point in lining up with a loser. May as well line up with the winner.
所以呢，你应该跟赢的人站在一起，而不是跟输的人站在一起。
When this is all over, who's going to get the glory? The Antichrist and Satan or Jesus?
当这一切结束的时候，谁会得到荣耀呢？是主耶稣基督，还是那个敌基督呢？还是撒旦呢？
Jesus gets all the glory and who else?
所以呢，主耶稣基督得到所有的荣光，其他
人 is with him.
而那些和他在一起的人。
Do you want to be with him?
你要和主耶稣基督在一起吗？
If the Lord Jesus Christ were to come to earth today, and he said, I just want a few hundred people to be with me in my particular home, I'm not sure where it's going to be. And he said, I would like you to come to live with me in my home. Would you say yes or no?
如果主耶稣基督来，他说我要几百人一起住在我的家里，我不知道他家在哪里，他就说呢，我要你来我的家，但是你会怎么说呢？你说去还是不去？
You might say, well, if I go to live with you, it's going to be a little inconvenient, but I would rather live with you in inconvenience.
你说呢？
Than live without you in distress and sin.
因为你说呢，我可能有点不方便到你那里去，但是我宁愿呢，到你那里去不方便，而不愿意我自己在这住在这个可怕的时代。
Okay, we say, Lord, I'd rather go to heaven with you and stay down here when all of these terrors are going to fall on the earth. I'd rather be with you in glory than down here in suffering.
你说主耶稣，我宁愿和您在一起到天堂。我当地球上所有的这些可怕的事情发生的时候呢，我愿意和您在一起，在天堂享受您的荣光，而不是在地球上受苦。
So remember, the picture here is not that in these terrible days the Lord will preserve us in the problem. The picture is the Lord will deliver us out of the problem.We won't be here in those terrible days on the earth.
这讲到是在地球上这些可怕的时候呢，主耶稣并不是说在这些可怕的问题里面保护我们，而是把我们从这些问题带出来。当地球上所有的可怕事情发生的时候呢，我们不在这里，我们是在天上。
So, the apostle says, I'm trying to find the verse now, see if I can put my finger on it. Romans 8:18. Paul says to the Thessalonians, there's a problem. You've got a little problem now.But you're going to get far greater blessings than the problem.
其实他本来跟当时提斯罗尼迦人说，你们现在是有麻烦，是有困苦，但是你们会得到远远超过这样的福气。
Here's the verse, verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings, like the Thessalonians had, because they found days difficult because other people living in Thessalonica didn't like them. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
18节说呢，我想现在所受的苦楚，苦楚呢就是当时那些提斯伦家的基督徒所受的，因为当时提斯伦家的所有的人都不喜欢他，所以现在的苦楚比起将来要享有我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
You Thessalonians got a little problem? Yep.
你提斯伦家人有一点点小麻烦是吗？
Are you going to at the end of life get a little glory?
所以呢你在这个样的生活里你会得到一点荣耀吗？
And the answer is no, you're not going to get a little glory. You're going to get so much glory you won't know what to do with it all.
你答案是不是说你得到一点点荣耀，你要得到很多很多的荣耀。
We have wonderful days ahead. Hallelujah. We're looking forward to wonderful days at the hand of the grace of our God.
我们有非常奇妙的未来，所以呢你们藉着神的恩典，我们会有这样的奇妙的未来。
What's the implication of all this? Verse 15. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter.
这里讲的什么？第十五节说，所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不就是我们口传的，是信上写的，都要坚守。
Are these encouraging words? Yep.
这是令人鼓舞的话吗？是的。
And they're designed to be encouraging words.
因为他们设计出来就是要鼓励你们。
Don't allow yourself to get discouraged.At the good things of God, the rewards are absolutely glorious.
所以不要让现在的一点点事让你灰心，因为我们所要得到的福气是非常荣耀的。
Okay, now he carries on, verse 16. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father who loved us and by his grace gave usEternal encouragement and good hope. May he encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and work.
第六节说，但愿我们的主耶稣基督和那爱我们开恩将永远安慰并美好盼望赐给我们的父神安慰你们的心，并且在一切善行善言上坚固你们。
So if this particular message were preached to you before breakfast, what would you do for the rest of the day?
所以这样的一个信息如果在你吃早餐之前就传给你了，那么在这一天其余的时间你会做什么？
Well, you'd serve the Lord, wouldn't you? You'd say, this is marvelous stuff. Let's get going.
你就服侍主，是不是？你认为这是非常好的东西，让我们开始服侍吧。
Paul says, I want to encourage you. The truth is wonderful. God is with you. He will help you. Keep going. The result is glory.
使徒保罗说呢，我们要鼓励你们，神是美善的，你们坚持，你们最后得到的结果是荣耀的。
If you were an athlete and you wanted to win the competition,You would work hard.
如果你是个运动员，你要想赢得比赛，你会非常努力的训练。
If you worked really, really hard, you might even be chosen for the Olympics.
如果你训练的非常非常艰苦，那你可能会被选择成为奥林匹克的运动员。
And if you won in the Olympics, you would get glory.
如果你赢得了奥林匹克的比赛，你会得到荣耀。
How many people win in the Olympics?
在奥林匹克比赛里有多少人赢呢？
Not very many.
不那么多。
You can imagine a man 10 years ago saying, I'm a pretty good runner. I am going to run. I am going to win. I'm going to be in the Olympics.
你想象一个人呢，他是一个非常好的长跑者，他在10年前说，我要去赢，我要去赢，我要赢得奥林匹克。
And out of the hundreds of thousands of people who have that aspiration, maybe one person will win.
因为实际上呢，也可能有十几万人都有那样的期望，但是只有一个人可以赢。
So you get your eye on the 2020 Olympics, and you say they're going to be in Japan, and this is going to be absolutely marvelous.
你想想2020的奥林匹克比赛，他们说这会在日本发生，这个是非常神奇的。
And then the 2020 Olympics are canceled.
2022的奥林匹克赛取消了。
And you say, what was I working for?
你说这有什么用呢？我努力了这么长时间。
And then they say, don't worry, the 2021 Olympics are going to come up and everything's going to be fine.
他们说不要担心2021年的奥林匹克运动会开始任何事情都会正常。
And I think it's true, isn't it, that COVID-19 is in the fourth wave in Osaka, Japan today.
我认为那个是不是真的，因为在日本的大阪是第四波疫情来了。
Most of us say there's only 3 waves. What's the fourth wave doing?
所以有些大多数人说只有3波疫情，那第四波是干什么？
And they're probably going to be canceling the 2021 Olympics as well.
他们有可能也会取消2021年的奥林匹克运动会。
And under the best of circumstances, if you're an Olympian, you practice for so long, almost nobody wins the prize. And when they do win the prize, their name's in the paper for a few days, and then everybody forgets them. Can you name, please, one person who won the Olympics in the year 2008?
实际上呢，这些人呢，他们比赛了这么多年，准备了这么多年，实际奥林匹克就取消了。如果真的奥林匹克，他们赢得了奥林匹克的赛呢，他们的名字也只会在报纸上停留几天，然后人们很快都被他忘掉了。你们大家有谁记得谁赢得了2008年的奥林匹克运动会的比赛
？And all the Christians who suffer with Jesus will get.Everlasting glory.
所以呢，所有的相信主耶稣基督的基督徒们都会得到永恒的荣耀。
And that's the truth of the Bible.
这是圣经的真理。
He says, sounds pretty good to me, Lord. It's absolutely marvelous, Lord. Thank you so much.
主啊，这对我来说听起来非常的不错，非常感恩。
Well, that's pretty much our time for today. We can pick this story up in chapter 3 next week. But I don't know about you. I just get awfully excited about that story. I think our God is wonderful. He promises it. And then 2,000 years later, he's filled our world with proof that it's going to happen. And we say, Lord, I believe you.I'm just going to do what you say. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to serve you by the grace of God. I want to serve you. I want that glory. I want that blessing. I want the truth.
这就是今天我们要学的，下个星期可能要学第三章。我为今天学到的这些你感到非常兴奋，我不知道你有没有同感。所以呢，我就说呢，这样我们有这样一个神，他在2000年之前预言的事情，今天在逐步逐步的实现，这是一个多么神奇的神。我就说我要服侍神，神您是良善的，我要一直服侍你，服侍今天我要开始服侍。
Amen. Let's pray. The Lord will bless us as we go through the week.Lord, we thank you now for your goodness. We thank you for the promises of God.
主啊，我们要感谢您的良善，我们感谢神的应许。
And the amazing thing about your promises is that they all come true.
所以呢，非常神奇的是，您的应许呢，所有的都成真了。
We marvel that you could tell us so clearly, way back in the 80s, 60s, you could tell us so clearly about what's happening in the world in the 2020s.
我们非常惊奇的是您在公元60年的时候就可以告诉我们在世界上2000年以后发生的事情。
Therefore, we know for sure that you will fulfill all your promises to the letter.
因为我们所以呢我们就说呢您我们非常确认您会实现所有的在圣经里的预言。
Lord, we pray that you'll help us understand this.
所以我们祷告您来帮助我们去理解这些。
Then we pray that our hearts will believe it and embrace it.
所以呢我们祷告呢您的我们的心能活出来然后呼吸出来。
And then we pray that each moment of each day we will live it for your glory and for ours.
所以每时每刻呢我们在我们的人生中都会活出为了您的荣耀也为我们自己。
And we ask this now in the name of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, for whom we give thanks.
所以呢我们献上感恩为我们这个赐福给我们的主耶稣基督我们献上祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you. The Lord bless you all. Thank you. That's good stuff. Thank you, Roy. Thank you all for being here today.